Time now for some of your feedback on recent programs.
On Monday, we talked about a letter written by Boston Cardinal Sean O'Malley, a letter in which he says the Archdiocese may have to stop offering health insurance to church-affiliated employees.
That's because of a new Obama administration policy requiring employers to offer insurance that covers contraception, a rule that O'Malley says would violate Catholic conscience and assault freedom of religion.
Claire disagreed. She wrote at RadioBoston.org that a conscience clause doesn't apply because Catholic-run institutions employ many non-Catholics. And she added, they should follow the same rules as other businesses of that type. Otherwise, they should not receive government funds or be providers for government-sponsored insurance such as Medicare.
But Christian says the Obama administration overstepped its bounds. This isn't about birth control, but about government control over religion, he writes. Bit by bit, our freedoms are eroding. What will be next?
Yesterday, we talked about proposed changes to the definition of autism spectrum disorder that's currently found in the Diagnostic and Statistical Manual of Mental Health Disorders, also known as the DSM-5.
The idea is not to narrow the definition of people who have ASD, but to be more accurate in how we describe it.
That's Dr. Catherine Lord, member of the DSM-5 Task Force. Some of you disagreed with her, fearing that the new criteria would narrow the definition of autism and therefore cut children off from services they need.
Lisa, who has a son with autism, wrote, autistic children can and do learn with appropriate supports. Changing the definition won't change how many children need help. It will only change who pays for the services, shifting even more financial burden onto families.
And some of you were also uncomfortable with the story that opened the segment about Benjamin Nugent, a young man who was briefly diagnosed with Asperger's when he was 17.
I was in college, and my mother called me and said, you know, there's this thing called Asperger's syndrome that I think you have.
Benjamin's mother is a psychologist, not a neurologist, and it was she who gave him the Asperger's diagnosis. They later decided he didn't have the syndrome.
Jennifer wrote, introducing this anomaly into the conversation is infuriating. His story is a destructive diversion and feels like a very premeditated attempt to discredit Asperger's, belittle Aspies and their families, and thereby undermine the significant gains we have made in understanding, educating, and advocating for them.
And finally, Monday's conversation with environmental activist Bill McKibben brought this comment from Tim Weiskel. Without a doubt, Bill, you are the leading spokesman for a rational approach for our future. The importance of articulating this material clearly and deliberately, independent of the spin cycle of our political system, is crucial. Keep up the good work.
Well, listeners, keep up the good work with your feedback. Find all the ways to contact us at RadioBoston.org.
Well, up next, can the White House help make college more affordable? And should it? Stay with us. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty.
And I'm Anthony Brooks. This is Radio Boston.